Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that explores not-for-profit organizations in our area. This month, IPR's Michael Kuhn takes a look at how the Muncie Action Plan is impacting the community.
Donna Brown is a co-chairperson for the Muncie Action Plan, or MAP. This organization consists of 20 board members from around the Muncie community who work to collaborate, plan, and act on various initiatives to make Muncie a better place. But Brown says MAP's success goes beyond the 20-person board.
It was always intended to be a citizen-generated plan. It's not something that came down from above. It was a grassroots-up plan generated by the actual participation of over 2,000 Muncie citizens.
According to another MAP co-chair, George Branham, intensive community involvement plays a big role in the credibility of the plan as well.
We could say with confidence that this is what the citizens of Muncie want to see happen in our community.
Some of the areas that MAP focuses on are health, prosperity, neighborhoods, and education. Amy Fant is the MAP neighborhood organizer. She says one of the most influential accomplishments of MAP so far has been with the Early Childhood Education Initiative, or BI-5. According to Fant, this initiative, which focuses on the developmental needs of children younger than five, is crucial to the well-being of both children and the community.
Those are the most formative years for kids, and they set the stage for a successful life, and then a successful economy many, many years later.
Education is just one of five different task forces associated with MAP. To learn more about what MAP is doing in the community and how you can get involved, visit MuncieActionPlan.org. In Muncie, Michael Kuhn, Community Connection.
You can listen to this episode and all of our previous episodes at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.